Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Sweet and Short was the first and only Casper Nyovest project I've reviewed, and that was way back in 2019, I believe. And 2 years later, he's dropped the 2.0 version on Sweet and Short, which came unexpectedly but rightly planned after the strength of singles such as Anyisho Guys and Siyatandana, which is his latest hit. I'm here for it, and of course, here's my review of Casper Nyovest's Short and Sweet 2.0. Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wimons, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right. There is a heat wave this side. Like, we're going all the way up to 40 degrees Celsius, and it is unheard of. We are burning. But anyway, let's do this album review. Casper Nyovest, Sweet and Short 2.0.
The latest African album review is
Sweet and Short 2.0 was released June 30th by Family Tree under exclusive license to Universal Music. It has 10 songs, a 62-minute runtime, 12 features if I counted correctly, and 9 tracks produced by Abidoza alongside the legendary Ali Keys from Zim.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Sweet and Short 2.0 opens up with Kotso, which represents one of the most relaxed Amapiano vibes you can get on a record. The smooth keys give you a sense of comfort because you know Casper is just easing you into this project, and this song does that so well. You nod your head as you warm up and enjoy the delivery. Things keep a similar tempo on Joy, which comes next with a little more to the beat to get you off your chair, or at least consider doing so. The log bass is more apparent here and more thumping than previously. Just how I like it. Something Soweto comes through, and I mean, he came through as always. And of course, Abidoza on production. Casper had some nice vocals, even better than I remember him having when he attempts to do more actual singing, which was so nice. So I think he's been practicing his style and, you know, finessing that whole side of the game. The hit of the album is none other than Siyatandana featuring Buhle and Abidoza, which sits at a cool 703,000 streams on Spotify, and matching the wonderful video, which is at 803,000 views on YouTube at the time of recording this review. Buhle came through hard. She came through hard with the pipes, and I see how she's made a name for herself as a sought-after vocalist in the industry. She serenades you until you ask for forgiveness, and you have no idea what you did wrong. You just know you'll do anything to see her smile. That voice. Wow. The beat itself is more gritty than Buhle's vocals suggest, and the contrast is part of what actually works here. She's super smooth, but the beat has got that, yeah, ka gritinyana. Casper himself doesn't hold back with the Kwaito-influenced raps and the quotables. You also would have heard the monster Anyisho Guys, which is your Kasi anthem of sorts, a banger to say the least. I'll definitely add Banoi featuring Kamudi, Lady Do, and Semi T to the banger list as well. The beat alone is fire. But what Lady Do did on delivery, ladies and gentlemen, Then the two gents that feature, Imi Game, fire. This one will go far, guaranteed. Going back to the very Kwaito-like essence of Sweet and Short 1, which was the basis of its inception, the song Umakashelana, again featuring Buhle, starts with a distinct Kwaito DNA, which is the prominently loud cymbal that is unrelenting. Like, it just keeps going and keeps going, and it's pretty loud. Nowadays, music, you'd never hear that. The delivery makes it even more quieter on all fronts. Casper does the chants, and Buhle adds the sweet sauce with the harmonies that echo in the background. And it's predominantly outside the verses where, you know, she's just harmonizing and not singing anything in particular, but, you know, just harmonizing to the beat. And that's what used to happen with Kwaito back in the day. It's even mixed in such a way that copies what such a sound would be 20 plus years ago. It's easy to mistake this for a misplaced sound in the context of it all, but if you know Kwaito, it will make sense. F Me Harder has the same feel to it, and the title itself is shock value on all levels. I mean, F Me Harder, bruh. Knowing Kaspar Vest, this is intentional, and it will get people talking, especially with the whole hullabaloo about Colleen Fega's adult entertainment career following her Mac G interview the other week. Well, the timing is perfect, isn't it? There were also some super unique songs on Sweet and Short 2.0, and Ubumnandi featuring Abidoza and Luda DJ is one of them. It starts with what sounds like a mechanized organ, and you know that one that you find like in old churches? Yeah, that one. It's still Ama Piano, but with a distinct touch to it. Kaspar actually does more singing here. And as the project progressed, I realized that this was something that he was actually going for. Piano Prayer captures those smooth vocals again, with a bit of tuning to them to get them sounding just right, and they were sounding just right. This song likely will be dangerous, so watch out for it.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The feel on Sweet and Short 2.0 is that of a bit of fun, mixed in with some awesome light-heartedness and a dose of social commentary largely centered around relationships to give a blend variation, so you feel it in the music as well. There was some nice delay on the chorus on the song Joy, which is great for house music and dance music in general, and I just thought to mention that because the album is littered with such nuances. And the heavy Kwaito tracks had a different texture and balance to the mix than the more Ama Piano vibes. So that was another cool aspect trying to balance it too. This is intentional, and don't for a minute think someone messed up. It's just geared towards that demographic that understand and embrace the culture. That being said, the beats on here are hella nice. Throughout, like from start to finish, they're hella nice. I could really vibe to them and I could appreciate what they were going for. A production marvel from Abidoza and Ali Keys, mostly, who handled most of the production. This album lets you enjoy the vibes more than nitpick at the lines trying to find bars or anything like that. I mean, considering that it's Kaspar Vest and he is known as a rapper, so you'd normally gravitate towards that. What Kaspar does is he allows the beats to play a whole lot while offering a challenge to his own plate to deliver different feelings outside the rap that we know he can do. So he's really doing a lot to diversify how he delivers a record. He still drops some top quotables and lines you'll probably repeat like he did on Anisho Guys. So time will tell. I see so much growth on Sweet and Short 1 versus Sweet and Short 2.0. Firstly, vocally, there's such a level of comfort which is easy to spot. Kaspar is really in his element on Ama Piano and Kwaito, and he enjoys a good time, which comes through naturally on such tracks. And this is music he grew up listening to, the Kwaito at least. This project is fairly longer than Sweet and Short 1, and it also comes with embracing Kaspar's standing as a diverse act rather than just a rapper, like I said, so he's not fitting into any boxes. Maybe it points to the level of comfort he feels doing this now, because before he almost apologetically dropped Sweet and Short 1 and even explained why he was doing it on the EP that, hey, you know what, I grew up loving Kwaito and I just felt like I really wanted to do something like this. Now he's just, well, doing it.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
The good thing about Sweet and Short 2.0 is you will get everything you need from an Ama Piano album with the extra Kwaito to spice it up. The smooth, more soulful Pitori type offerings and the dirty, gritty tin can Cassianos that will get you sweating buckets while balancing a bottle of Savannah on your head. You get it. Oh, in that sense, it may or may not be a No Skips album. I would split it into two No Skips segments, and that may well split the fan base, but all in all, it's a well-executed album with enough experimentation to show that Caspar is a daring artist at the very least, and he's much more than a rapper, and maybe it's time we just call him what he is, a bloody good musician. And yeah. As such, this is Caspar at his alter ego best, and as an amateur piano artist, he will give a lot of people a run for their money. Go stream Sweet and Short 2.0 to save a good 5 tracks minimum to your playlist, because that's what you're going to do. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dandan.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.